Thank you for the opportunity to express our views. We welcome this discussion on the acceleration of women's economy empowerment, as it is indeed key not only to progress on gender equality, but also to build peaceful, just, and inclusive societies. We want to acknowledge the progress. Since Beijing, the Conference of Beijing, women have made significant steps, in particular, the majority of the UNECC countries now have necessary equal framework in place on gender equality. Many governments also implemented work-life balances and childcare policies, resulting in progress in women's labor force participation and overall economic inclusion. However, even in the most gender equal countries, progress has stagnant, and substantial gender equality remains a critical challenge across the region, in particularly in the economy sphere. The current backlash on women's rights, which are reinforced by the COVID-19 pandemic and the wars affecting the regions, have contributed in implementing process. It is time to do things differently and turn around. In particular, everywhere women continue to shoulder the majority of unpaid domestic and care work. The inequalities restricted their participation in economy and politic lives. And the time they can spend in advancing in a professional career. In particular, women are penalized of being a mother. Deep-rooted gender stereotypes and cultures on the distribution of care responsibility and work must be challenged, and the principle on co-responsibility adopted. This care gap is at the roots of gender inequality and many gender gaps that remain. At 90% of the regional average, gender pay gap remains high. Everywhere, women dominate part-time work, as well as low pay, and particularly jobs, notably in the care sector. In turn, gaps result in a higher wealth and pension gaps. Business as usual is no longer an option. It is now urgent to address the systematic causes of economic inequalities for women, and to transform our economic system to a feminist, human right-based, sustainable and inclusive well-being economy centered on the care which prioritizes the lives and the values that really matter to all people. Thank you.